This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
It was 11 months and 10 days ago that President Trump was inaugurated the 45th president of the United States against all the odds and against the globalists. And we knew they were going to try to block his agenda and block making America great again. But Trump has really come through. You have really come through. And none of us are perfect, but we're not out to get America. We're not out to get capitalism. We're not out to get Christians. We're not out to get anybody who wants to live and let live in Western free society and culture that, again, isn't perfect, but has been the Renaissance the last 400 to 500 years. That said, this hour coming up, we get into the real meat and potatoes of the live events and speeches and breakdown that took place 11 months and 10 days ago in D.C. Then in the third hour, we get into the Sunday show after I came back a few days later and really went through Trump's speech and more and made my predictions that have come true. So very, very powerful transmission. And it's key that we celebrate the victories we've had and be thankful to God, our families, to everybody that made it possible, including ourselves. So great job, everybody, and bravo. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you support free market capitalism and open free society and really care about making America great again, we are all brothers and sisters together, so I salute you all. That said, I don't plug quite enough to fund our operation the way we need to. We really worked a lot harder in 2017 to bring in the same amount of capital we brought in just barely in 2016. It was a giant election year and record ratings, obviously, for InfoWars. We grew to 2016, doubled our audience that year. It dropped down some from that peak, but still, that was a new peak. Our new plateau was way above what it had been previously. But the audience under censorship and under attack, again, has been about 70% of what it was in 2016. And I want to continue the trend of the plateau to get back to where we were growing, because the globalists are really trying to shut us down. So please spread the word, the articles, the videos, the live links, the podcasts, the free apps to everybody you know. It's that word of mouth that's unstoppable. And get great game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. That have changed my life and so many others. Read the 5-star reviews for yourself. There's thousands of them on MycoZX. It's been sold out for over 6 months. It's very hard to source the organic compounds that are in it and have them at the highest highest standards available. And it really is frustrating to me that this has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in, but it's so powerful that I'm offering it with free shipping as a New Year special with 50% off when you get it with our amazing Floralife Advanced Restoration 50 Billion Live Probiotic. This is the top of the line, highest quality probiotic out there. There are many other probiotics that are double, triple its regular retail price that are basically the same thing because they mark up high-end stuff way, way high. We don't do it. But a lot of money goes into Floralife. A lot of money goes into each caplet, each bottle of MycoZX. And so when we do 50% off, that is basically all the profit that we have in it. And when you sign up also for things like AutoShip, additional 10% off, well, then it's a loss leader. So I want you to experience how great Floralife is. That's something you regularly take just for good gut bacteria because the pesticides kill the good ones, as you know. I mean, just 20 years ago, people laughed at probiotics. Now it's admittedly one of the top sciences out there and just absolute game changer. But what people aren't aware of is all the fungus, mold, and yeast that gets in the gut. And that's where MycoZX comes in. And I first took MycoZX when it was being developed a few years ago before it was even released. And it was so amazing what it did and the way it flushed me out and the way I lost weight and how healthy I was. I kicked myself Just realizing the last time it sold out that I hadn't done another regimen myself, because I'm just not somebody that was ever brought up with supplements and things. It's something I've learned to do to be healthier. It's made my life so much better. So get free shipping at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 and get 50% off on these products when you get them together. They go really well together. It's critical. You can't lose because you get great products to help your body and your family, and you fund the InfoWar.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones. He was a nice guy, actually. You like him? Oh, that's good. Alex Jones, nice guy.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real, and you understand you're in danger, and you understand what you're doing is epic.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
So while we're there, you probably read it. It was a Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff. It's Drudge. Swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across.
We just caught these guys coming across the border. They're jumping in. They just jumped in the rafts. They're coming up 1, 2, 3, 4. They have big satchels.
And actually, the camera crew or the reporters were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guys carrying bags of stuff. It was rough.
Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Joining us now is Alex Jones from Washington, D.C. Alex?
Well, thank you, David. Yes, it's an amazing print. I'm shocked that the guy's a listener, a big fan, and very famous. He's the official, you know, guy that does it for the Republican Party. Of course, the famous drawing of Ronald Reagan with a cowboy hat, that's him, but that's a side issue. I'm just going to take over here for about 10 minutes and hand the baton back to you guys, and I'm going to come in later in the 14-hour marathon broadcast with you guys. First off, let me just take a deep breath here and break down what just happened here today. Undoubtedly, this was providence. This was American destiny being invoked. This was Trump declaring the birthright of this republic that George Washington talked about, and that providence that started back in 1776. He invoked it. It was so historical. And I knew they were going to invoke it. It just came into my mind. And I knew, even though he hasn't given the speech, I haven't talked to Trump about this, I knew what was about to happen. And I said, I've got a tweet that they're going to re-invoke the birthright. I can just feel it, because that's really what this is. And then the media was asking me, in the New York Times, they said, did you talk to Trump? How did you know it wasn't a speech somebody else did? And I said, no, this is Americana. You understand, we're reading the same book. It's the same spirit. So I will tell them when I talk about with Trump. The spirit of America. Can you feel it rising? Trump feels it. He knows it. He loves it. He wants to serve the people and empower the people and have America be incredibly wealthy again and empower the globe. Back when we had 50% of the world's wealth just 30 years ago, we were sending more money to companies than we are now and more industry. Now all we send is corporate globalists or monopoly men. They do not want us to be prosperous. So the message we heard in this speech has been my message for over a decade. I mean, longer than that. But this is Americanism versus globalism. So Trump isn't reading from my sheet of music. It's the sheet of music that's reality. And that's why it's so similar what I say on the show, then what you hear Trump say later. Okay, and yes, Trump obviously has listened to the show. He told you. I want you to just move past all that. What really matters here is that the people are so awake. I mean, I'm not kidding. Every second person I walk by is a listener. I mean, it is blowing my mind. You've seen the live feeds. The amount of young people, the amount of teenagers that are listeners, this is indicative of the huge, incredible awakening that is happening on a planetary scale, not just here. So make no mistake. This revolution against globalism, this revolution against globalism is something that belongs to the people. And Trump said that. This revolution is about you. You are what empowers it. You are the future. And we're going to get out of your way and let you have your destiny, have your dreams. And we understand America's special in that destiny, and that as America goes, the rest of the world goes. Washington envisioned all of this in his farewell address. He saw all this in Providence, in a vision. And now it's all come true. The enemy knew that. That's why they always invoke the occult. Invoke, don't talk about God or Christ. Don't talk about Providence. Don't say, you know, America is great and all this stuff, to demoralize us not to have this birthright. It's why they teach you in school how horrible, you know, the idea of American Providence and manifest destiny and all of this is. And talk about the problems and crimes associated. There's problems and crimes associated with any humans or any movement. But overall, the greater destiny to defeat tyranny worldwide and to stop a great evil in the future. And I believe it's going to be this republic in the future that defeats the entire world government, anti-human, eugenics-based technocracy system. So we're here. This is a giant victory for humanity. It is massive. And looking at Michelle and looking at Obama up on the Jumbotron, when they were singing the Star Spangled Banner, Obama, with that arrogant, smug feeling that he's better than everybody, looked like he was dying. He had a fake smile. Michelle was frowning the entire time because these are cult members who were put in power by the globalists so that they could help destroy the country and divide the nation. They are absolutely evil and want poor people not to have a future. That's why he goes to Africa and says, you can't have cars or air conditioning. Because he is literally there to hurt poor people across the board, and they needed that face, though, as their cover to carry it out. Donald Trump right now is making hundreds of phone calls a day trying to get jobs into Detroit, trying to get jobs into Atlanta, trying to get jobs into all these places in the Midwest as well. Very, very, very exciting stuff is happening. This is just an incredible time to be alive, and I cannot stress to everybody how historical this is, because everything the New World Order has done has been designed to bring this country down, because they can't have a big, free, open, wealthy nation state with a big, fat, middle class, upwardly mobile people inside this impoverished, anti-human world government system they're establishing. The American system is too much competition for them. They admit that in the white papers. The British government 200 years ago wrote they couldn't compete with the American system. And again, the British now are throwing off globalism. They're throwing off these monopoly systems. So this is an incredible time to be alive. It is an amazing time to be alive. And it is, quite frankly, so humbling and stunning, the fact that we go through these crowds of people, people of every race, color, and creed, are all just humans with red blood. This is breaking the will of the media that's trying to create racial division and trying to say that if you're not a white person, you can't, you know, have guns or private property or a future. You don't have the American birthright. You don't have a future of wealth. That's your enemy. That's racist. This is a cult programming to make people poor and make them the slaves of the globalists who all over the world will play different groups off against each other. With Ukraine, they'll play Catholic off against Orthodox. Or it's a country in Africa, they'll play the Christians off against the, you know, the animists or the Muslims, or vice versa. It's all divide and conquer because the elite are destroying nation states and trying to make us poor. So America died, basically, in the last few years. It was a globalist program. Bush's and Clinton's behind it with criminal elements of the intelligence agencies. But America isn't just a person. I'm sure a person doesn't get resurrected unless it's Jesus or Lazarus. But a country can come back from the dead. And America began to come back from the dead in the last few months. And now has come back to life. The phoenix is coming up right now. And how powerful that phoenix is, how incredible that destiny is up to us. We are what breathes life into the spirit, it into us. And the enemy knows everything's energy.
You see, forget all the religious books and all the stuff you can hear from the preachers who are there to control the paradigm. The enemy wants to destroy our spirit, make us feel weak, so we don't take our birthright and destiny. We're taking the destiny in our hands. We're breathing life into it. And those devil worshipers out there, the enemy, Chucky Schumer, devil worshiper, Obama, devil worshiper, it's well known. These are devil worshipers. What's a devil worshiper? They want to hurt other people. They want to be number one. They don't like seeing somebody succeed. Okay? What's somebody that wants prosperity and renaissance? They want wealth, a cornucopia. They're not jealous of somebody that's got a big house or a good-looking wife or vice versa. As long as you don't take something from me, I think your success is great. These people are devil worshipers, and what happened today was the chief executive invited God back in and said, the door's open, and instead of the people, the door's open now to you. If you want this birthright, if you want goodness, we've all got to be good. We've got to come together. And we've got to, whether you're black-hired white people, or you're white-hired white people, whatever, we got to come together about issues that we stand for and what we believe in and transcend all the control. The media pushed way too hard with all the race garbage. Now they're saying he's a Russian spy. Now they're saying they've got communiques with him and the Russians. And literally now, it's not just Maxine Waters. It's the New York Times now says that Putin actually told him Hillary was crooked.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He's
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
It's not just Maxine Waters, it's the New York Times now says that Putin actually told him Hillary was corrupted. That's right, America. You can't have your own ideas. You can't have a strong leader. The Russians are the reason Trump got elected. And everything comes from the Russians. Everybody knows that's BS. Nothing against the Russians, but we, Americans, that's a lot of stuff, too. We come up with a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, give me a break. You don't think we can't come up with crooked Hillary? Hell, somebody with a lobotomy can come up with that. Don't be that smart to come up with a crooked Hillary. So this is history happening right now. I'm going to skip this network break, and David Knight and the crew can pop in whenever they want here. But I'm going to go get settled down in an office and just take a shower or something and just get on my knees and pray to God. I'll be honest with you. I want to get in a room by myself and hit my knees and start crying because this is so good. And I'm telling you, man, the evil's going to strike back. We got to be watching them. We got to be ready. But we know who they are. We know their plan. And I got to say it. It's been InfoWars. It's been InfoWars and you, the people. And our analysis has led the way as the blueprint battle plan to blow the hell out of them. I'll tell you, people always want me to take credit. I'm a humble person, but we need to take credit to know what we're doing is working. InfoWars and our guests and myself and you, the listeners, the eyes and ears on the ground, and Matt Drudge and all of us together are the InfoWar. We are the blueprint and the operating system that just kicked the New World Order's ass. We got it. It's America 2.0, supercharged. Ready, coming, committed. In our spirit, Trump sure is 1,000 to 1, and our president's even got the name Trump. So get ready. Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Hey, what's to get in here? Hey, you guys feel the energy? Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. It's okay to love freedom. It's okay to believe. It's okay to be strong. Because here's the deal. We're not just getting hyped up by Trump and then feeling good. We have the tools. We have the means. We have the history. We got the pedigree. We got it all. Everybody here is America. And as long as the globalists bring people in, turn them against America, we're going to be able to bring a lot of people in once they're not getting brainwashed as soon as they get here. It's an incredible time to be alive. Go ahead, sir.
I'm with Breitbart. What did you think of the speech here? You really laid the wood to him.
He laid the wood to them, but he empowered the people and let them know you are this revolution. You are the victory. And he just brought what everything George Washington envisioned back, America 2.0, and just basically rebooted and launched the system. And it came out of there like a fiery phoenix, fire-breathing dragon. The globalists are crapping their drawers right now. This was pure Americana and trailblazing and science and vision. And just absolutely empowering this country. Because under globalism, the decision was made to just shut us down and ship it overseas and parlay that into global power so some corporations could play God. But these corporations don't even have a vision or a spirit. It's just a bunch of empty guys up there claiming they're free market when they're not free market. They're about to see real free market. They're about to see the Republic get up off of its knees, and it's happening now. America was reborn today.
The spirituality of the speech, it was a very spiritual speech, unlike a lot of the rally speeches.
And I tweeted right before, I said he's going to invoke the providence. He's going to invoke the covenant. And he did it, because that's the key. Listen, I didn't even be that much of a religious person until I got deeper in and studied these people. They all understand that they have to get God out, not let us feel empowered, not let us know about America's destiny. not teach what George Washington said. They need to kill that narrative, because from their atheist or globalist view, from psychological view, it gives us a culture that unifies us. So they've been killing our culture, and then they've been bringing in this alien culture of everybody hating each other and fighting with each other and trying to bring us down, but then while they suck and sap our energy. So the second phase of slavery just fell today. Humans are trying to progress into the future. That's why they call themselves the progressives. They're the opposite. They're not the progressives. Yeah, exactly. They're regressives. That's what the Jacobin Party was about. And that's what the Democrats were called, was the Jacobin or French Revolution Party. They wanted to regress everything and basically set up their own new tyranny. What you're seeing here is the real Renaissance, and what you're seeing here is the real 1776.
The last thing, sir. The subtext of Senator Schumer's speech about going into battle, was that a call to arms to the left to keep fighting?
Yes, he was trying to get everybody to boo him so he could say, oh, I came and I was nice and they were mean to me.
But everybody slept there.
He was clearly putting the knife in, trying to twist it. People didn't really take the bait. I caught myself trying to take the bait and I went, no, he's trying to set us up. And then it just failed. It was just trying to bring back all this open old wounds. And
making a mess?
Yep. Big mess. Yeah, Donald Trump had a grand slam today. And Chucky Schumer, or Chucky Scammer, I mean, it was a total foul ball. He failed.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you so much.
Still on here.
All right. Yes, sir. God bless you. Anybody else want to get on TV, radio? Here, sir, come on in here. Sharp dressed fella.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
Marshall McGill.
Marshall McGill. We'll talk about you. Take over.
Hey, you know what? Today was the beginning of something new. We've been waiting for this for a long time. And, you know, the most important thing I saw today was that our president is putting back America first. We've been compromising. We've been putting everybody else second. We didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We were politically correct. And today our president says America has nothing wrong with any other country putting themselves first. But we're going to put ourselves first. And we're going to focus on building our inner cities. We're going to focus on building our rural areas out west. We're going to be focusing on education. And most of all, what I got today was that our president says we're going to put God first.
That's right.
And the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 30 that the righteousness exalts a nation and sin brings it down.
That's it. He's got the power back here.
There you go. We can't do anything without God. And when we put God first, nothing will be impossible for us. So the most important thing it is today, out of all the different agendas and so forth, was putting God first. And if we seek God first, everything else will be added to it. So I'm encouraged today that we're starting over. I'm encouraged today that we're putting God first, and I believe this nation is going to see a quick turnaround. I'm not talking about years and years, but we're going to see the first year seems like he's been in office 10 years because God's hand is going to be on it. You watch what God says.
Stay there. I want to continue. Listen, it's not mumbo jumbo. They were very secret about the speech, but I could feel it when I was going in there. I said, I feel like Providence, and he's going to invoke God and bring God back in and ask us to accept God. And that will just like fill the vacuum and push all this evil out. I mean, you take God out, evil pours in. You can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's about who you pursue. And wherever you pursue and wherever your aims are, that's where the energy and the power is going to come from. And we put God first, like we're doing today. It's just the beginning. It's not right is going to happen. But when we begin to pursue God, you know, somebody said one time, if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. And if you can't crawl, just look that way. And, you know, and when you turn your eyes that way, and God, he looks at us.
Pretty soon you can crawl.
There you go. Then you start walking. Then you start running. And then you begin to see changes. And I really believe that today, America has woken up. And you know what? Regardless of what your political party is or what you believe personally, morally, or whatever, but the fact is that we have to embrace democracy. America spoke, America won, and America has its country back.
Absolutely. And I want to warn the elite, even if they kill Trump, the spirit is us, as we kept saying. It's already been opened up. It's already rising. And they're not going to stop it. All of the world countries are trying to get out from under the globalists. The globalists are very, very evil. And they're trying to set up their world government that the Bible tells us about. These are evil people.
Yeah, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violence taken by force. We can no longer be passive. We can no longer just sit back and watch our country go to hell. We can't do that. We got to stand up for what is right. And we've got to take our positions as men and women of God, not just for us, but we're going to be judged by what happens to the generations behind.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, and our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama,
and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot to Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. David and I and the rest of the great crew are there in studio. I'm going to talk to a few more people out here on the street, and then I'm going to go get a little bite to eat, and then I'm going to be back on. I really need to focus, write some notes, and just be very humble, because this is a very special time. The evil that was getting ready to unfold, you thought things were already evil? They were about to launch the full evil. Total takeover of the media, arresting patriots, torturing us, I mean, the whole nine yards. And it was so horrible that even the intelligence agencies just said, we can't do this. This is crazy. It's like a comic book of evil. I mean, it's so evil. You see movies, you read history books, both fiction and nonfiction, you think things like this can't really be happening till you see it happen. And we saw a guy trying to get three llamas in this morning, past Homeland Security. And it's like, we had to take photos of it, or no one would believe it. I'm going to put those up later. It's like, a bomb in the llama or something. I mean, it's just so much. My point is, crazy stuff's going on. Roger Stone shows up in a huge top hat. He's been poisoned by polonium. We're living in crazy times. To the left, the right, all points of the compass, it is wild. Sir, tell us who you are and tell us what you think about this today. Good to meet you.
Nice to be here and nice to see you. My name is Philip Thomas. I'm a naturalized American citizen. I lived in many parts of the world. I lived in Muslim countries, and I know how human rights are being violated. And people of other religions are treated like dirt. And this country is a great country. For the past 8 years, we had a nightmare with Obama. And that nightmare is over today. Yeah. 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 As that the other brother, the African-American brother, said, a lot of quotation he gave from the Bible. You read Daniel chapter 2. You will find God is the installer and God is the remover of kings. Today, God had installed Mr. Trump as the president of this country.
That's right. We voted, but nothing the enemy could do worked. It all turned against it. It was providence.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the providence I've experienced.
You know, my heart bleeds when I see the young people are supporting Democratic Party, which is directionless. And now, you know what's happening with Democratic Party? They're trying to take Keith Ellison as the chief, and he is an Islamist. He wants to destroy the United States. And Americans should wake up. If you don't wake up, you will be in your slumber, and your slumber will lead to death. Okay. The war is, Muslims have divided the world into two parts, Darul Harb and Darul Islam. Where Islamic rule is there, it is known as Darul Islam, which means House of Islam. And where there is no Islamic rule, it is known as Darul Harb, which means House of War. And the House of Islam should wage constantly war against the House of War, which is Darul Harb. Now, America is considered as Darul Harb by the Darul Islam, and they are waging a war against us. Jihad is the weapon they are using.
Wait, could you believe, though, that in Europe and here, they actually sold out, and Brennan, as the head of the CIA, is a hardcore Wahhabist, and that this has been put up with?
Yeah, and so we have to be careful, and Alex Jones is doing a great job. I've been watching his videos on YouTube, and my son, who lives in India, always calls and tells me, don't forget, don't neglect Alex Jones' views. It's very important, and it will save America. And I'm so glad.
There's a huge listeners in India.
Yeah, of course you have. And after tomorrow, I'm flying to India. And I'm going to be an ambassador for Mr. Trump.
Great, but enough about me. Talk about where you see the country going.
Pardon?
Enough about me. I mean, talk about where you
see. Oh, sorry, yeah. So we have to be very careful about the Islamic agenda. You know, they say Muslims are all good. Oh, let them be good at home. Okay? But they want to destroy the United States. Outside the United States, they said America is a devil. But here they say God bless America. It's taqiyya. There's an Arabic, there's a Muslim doctrine called al-taqiyya. Lie before your enemy. But hate them in your heart. That's what's happening. So America should wake up and give an answer.
Well, I think America's starting to wake up.
Yes.
If they kill Trump, which I know they're seriously considering doing, I think it'll be an even bigger defeat for them.
I don't think that will happen because our police, our military, our Secret Service, they're all strong.
They're the best. I agree, but they're going to try, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yes, of course, they'll try, but they try being vain. But Trump will triumph. Jesus will protect. Jesus will protect, yes. Because God is the installer, and Yahweh has installed Mr. Trump to become the president of this greatest nation and the greatest superpower ever in the history of mankind. So I'm so glad to be here. And if you want some of my views, I can tell you America should become strong. A strong America is the one to stop Islamization of this world.
Well, let's talk about this. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at how the globalists are so upset right now. They can tell the tide's turning. Jew, I got to get your view. You saw this thing. Get over here. No, you're getting on air. I'm sorry, you're doing it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Here, we'll air me the back of his head. What do you think about the situation? Hey, Zimmerman, you get in there. I didn't know Zimmerman was here. Yeah. Go ahead, Zimmerman. Tell us what you think.
This entire inauguration has been extremely historic, obviously. And just seeing the
epic
energy.
Historic.
Completely. Seeing the energy.
A seismic pole shift. A supernova of enlightenment. A tidal release of the Titans of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
The look people had.
The words.
The look people had going in this morning was obviously already high energy, but just leaving today, seeing all the people leaving, they're re-energized, they're rejuvenated and, like, ready to make America great again.
Absolutely. And, again, it's not that the Republican establishment's out to get Trump. I hate the Republican establishment, but some of the Democrats, it's so obvious that he's anti-New World Order and awesome. You're awesome. Come on here on air.
I made it here.
Well, you're awesome.
Oh, my God, I love you.
You're awesome. Here, talk to folks out there.
You.
Come on, stop. Here, talk to folks out there.
I have my InfoWars right now here.
Oh, you got InfoWars live. Thank you. You're going
to
talk to
folks. Oh, my God. Somebody take a picture of me, please.
What do you think about the whole inauguration?
I'm, like, so... I'm, like, my heart is so happy. I just love this. I love Mr. Trump. I met him in 2013. And he is such a good person. And when I found out he was running, I had to run down and fly down to Miami. And he has such a good heart. He is not a racist. He loves this country. And he just wants to unite us, just like he said in the speech. We all bleed red. Every one of us. White, red, white, you know, black, Hispanic, Japanese, whoever you are, we are all red. And we are patriots, and I love Alex Jones because he's the only one I listen to.
Well, thanks for coming. It was awesome. History happened. I was going to bring my son, but it's just too dangerous. They were attacking women. I mean, all of them were coming by bleeding. I go, what goes on? Women on crutches. Old ladies are like, they're beating us up trying to get in. The left is down there. And I went down there, and they attacked us. I mean, it's just like, what the hell? And they really go, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They're like, Putin's a Nazi. I'm like, it's the Russians. Beat the Nazis, dumbass. They just don't know anything. They just have no historical. They just believe MSNBC. I'll tell you, only a few thousand of the protesters, millions of people away, and your BS is coming to an end. So, yeah, yeah. 1776 worldwide. All right, listen, guys. David Knight, you guys can pop in whenever you want here. David, what do you think of all this? Leanne, everybody.
Well, you know, Alex, listening to the preachers that have been there and the other crowd that have been there, I think it's pretty important to go back and look at what Franklin Graham said. You know, he said in the Bible, as he got up and spoke, he said, the Bible, rain is a sign of God's blessing, and it started to rain.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm here with Alex Jones. We're celebrating one of the most historic things to ever have happened in the United States of America. We actually got the power back to the people. Donald Trump gave us that power today. And God bless us. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump today. And I just thank God for you, Alex Jones, for helping to wake so many people up. You don't realize how many people you touched. I've been listening to you for over a decade and been following the truth. And God bless you for...
It's very humbling. Thank you. But God bless you guys for being involved and not let the media bully you into your submission. Ladies, who wasn't wanted to talk from Pennsylvania, great job.
Thank you.
Stop, please.
God bless you.
I'll tell you this, I'm going to say something to these ladies. What's happening here is the globalists got so delusional that all their hate and all their lies and all their disinfo didn't turn people the way they thought it turned them away from them. Mm-hmm. They have become insane, and they can't admit they're failing on every front. And Trump has said he's changed the last few years. I have too, but so has everybody else. It's like the 100 monkey thing. If you want to not believe in spirit or sixth sense, if that's been proven, it's that they'll have like an island with monkeys 20 miles away, the same species, and as soon as a certain number of monkeys on one island learn something, they don't know why, suddenly the other ones 20 miles away learn it. And so there's something going on, and it's like it's the invisible human internet. Mm-hmm. And so right now, Trump is growing too. And Trump is, imagine all the stuff he's getting hit by in the discernment. Mm-hmm. And he's asking God for providence, and to lead God in directing, imagine what he's going to be given, just as George Washington grew with all the discernment he was given. Come on, man. Come on in here. Whoever wants to get in here. And I'm going to hand the baton over right now for the next 15 minutes. David Knight, you guys will be over in a minute. Come on in here, sir. Ma'am, you want to talk? Go ahead. Whoever wants to talk, just jump in.
Okay. I just want to say it's an amazing experience being here and finally having a previous regime end and be, given the truth and a new light by Alex and all the people in the new media. And I just, unabashed plug, DNA of Force, buy a true selenium, please buy the products, they're fantastic, and, I know you don't plug enough, and, so just buy and support the freedom. We're crushing the old stream media, and it's a new dawn, it's a new era, it's exciting, it's, I can't believe it's over. And
oh,
it's
I like that, the old the stream
era
Trump,
the era of the people, it's the era of a new America.
So. Beautiful, brother, beautiful. All right, guys, anybody else, I'm going to hand the baton back to our crew. All right, run on in here, come on in.
I'm a college student, I just want to say, it's been incredible to watch how much the political landscape has changed in the last couple of months. Just being able to express yourself has been something that we've been unable to do, because as soon as you say something, you're labeled, you're attacked, and it's a way of controlling our speech, and it's a way of controlling us, and it's just been amazing to see that shift change, and it's important that young people start to get involved, and we start fighting back against this political correctness that is completely destroyed academia. I mean, it's been another nightmare.
It's been destroying free thought, absolutely.
Well, and it's important that we start fighting back, because that's all we have. We need to be autonomous and independent, and we need to think analytically and critically. And if we do that, we'll be more informed.
Hey, I love you guys. I got to roll out. Better
thank you so much.
You guys. Okay. Great job. Come on, I love you.
Could I just have one picture?
All right, anybody else want to say something?
Let's do one thing real quick. Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, Southeast Regional Office, and I worked against the GOP to support Trump. There were a lot of people that were just not on board for Trump where I work, and it was all volunteer. We grassroots Pennsylvania, so.
Good job.
Anyway, PA for Trump.
Yay.
All right, thank you. Anybody else
want to
talk?
They had to work against people in their own party.
Come on up.
Oh, yeah. Well, continue.
How's it going? This is Glenn Zarmanov reporting live from Washington, D.C. We Are Change New Jersey, Jersey City for 9/11 Truth. I've been in the InfoWar since 2001, since I found Alex Jones. Of course, I was already awake to 9/11 Truth before that because I'm a 9/11 eyewitness. You can please check out my YouTube channel, Glenn Zarmanov, GlennZarmanov, and you can find the 5 terabytes that came out in 2010. Declassified from NIST that they withheld intentionally, 5,000 gigabytes of previously kept secret videos and photos from 9/11 that proves the whole thing is an inside job. Before we had speculation and conjecture, now we have 5 terabytes. Please check it out. Glenn Zarmanov.
Thanks, Glenn.
Great. Hey, guys, I'm running low on batteries, so maybe like 2 more people, and then we'll have to end it. But here's another fine fellow who came up. Here you go, sir.
Oh, hi. I'm Will Cody. I was just walking down there from the rally, right, coming over here. And these, like, these Antifa guys, or I don't know what, they, like, they're wearing black, had, like, bandanas on, you know, all black. They're carrying a big flag, like, a hammer and sickle on it. And they, like, they spit on me, like, it's terrible. Like, they're all radicalized there. People are, it's terrible.
They're disgusting.
All right, man, thanks a lot. Wow. It looks like the crowd has dissipated as soon as Alex Jones walked off. And so I'm going to throw it back to you guys. I'm running low on battery anyways. This is Rob Dew reporting from just outside the Capitol's right over there, and that's where they swore in Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States.
We've got some live footage here.
They're already clashing with police.
This is Fox News showing tear gas being fired at people and protesters attacking people because, you know, we cannot have a peaceful transition of power if these brats don't get their way.
Well,
they do whatever they want. These are the children of Obama. These are people who, like Obama, don't respect the democratic process. He didn't get what he wanted from our elected representative, so he just did executive orders. These people don't get what they want out of the election, so what do? They take to the streets, they attack people, and call it free speech. No, it's not. Let's call it what it is, okay? They're setting fire to a crowded theater. This is what these people are doing, and they need to be shut down. And so this is back and forth.
Being thrown. Protesters just threw it back at the police there. I guess they deployed some at to disperse the crowd. But obviously things were already getting wild. The parade hasn't even started, and they had been planning these protests to go all along the parade route today. Of course, there's about 8,000 people participating in this parade with all of these Antifa people here on the sides. And of course, Donald Trump said he was going to be handing the power back to the people, but I don't think he meant these people.
The key thing, and this is a report that's up on Infowars.com, and we're going to show you this clip of this in just a moment. Alex Jones said what they're doing here is the D.C. police, who are really under the control of President Obama, these people have been standing down and allowing this to happen with the protesters. And that's what you need to understand. They have taken a non-confrontational viewpoint to allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. They want this to happen. The mainstream media is going to run with this and say, look at this. We have a divided America. Civil war has broken out. This is not a legitimate president. All the stuff that we've been hearing, that's the narrative that they want you to see. Mm-hmm. This is what they want to have happen. That's why Obama allowed this to happen. And the report we have up on Infowars.com is police allow BLM to attack women at the Trump inauguration. Of course, we've seen not only rain, but we've seen the police in D.C. allow the free rein of Black Lives Matter. And you've got an article here where you got an example of how the mainstream press is trying to create a narrative saying, look, nobody showed up for Donald Trump's inauguration.
Such a divided country here. People, you know, what a difference it is between him and President Obama. I mentioned this earlier with the optics that the media is trying to use. So this is CNN, if you guys can get this picture here on this iPad. So they say the inaugural crowds, Trump's versus Obama's. He campaigned on the huge crowd sizes, but the turnout for President Trump's inauguration appears to be smaller than that of his predecessor. And so they're using a photograph from early this morning before the crowd was even there versus this is probably when the actual Obama's inauguration was going on. So they're going to just let this fake news roll out. And we all saw with our own eyes as the inauguration was happening with Donald Trump, this place was packed. But this is what CNN fake news is saying the inauguration looked like, because people are so against public enemy number one, President Donald Trump.
And of course, as we began the program, we were talking about the glowing terms in which the mainstream media was describing Obama's inauguration 8 years ago. They're talking about the beautiful weather, how unseasonably warm it was, et cetera, et cetera. So this is against the weather. This is against the Black Lives Matter people who have been allowed to shut down the entrances getting into the inauguration area as well. And so they create all of this and then come out with their, see, we told you so. Nobody showed up. That's not true.
Hillary won the popular vote.
I want to play this clip that we have as part of this article. This is from our crew and Alex Jones in Washington, D.C., showing how Black Lives Matter was allowed to attack women, showing how the police have stood down to allow this to happen. Here's that clip from Alex Jones and crew.
I pulled myself up by his testicles. Oh, my
good.
God.
And now they're blocking the gates.
Yeah, they're blocking.
They're sitting down and blocking all the gates. Oh, really? We got a protest. We got to go.
Many protests.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
We're live.
Okay, the leftists, now they are blocking the gates. And ma'am, tell folks who you are and what happened to you.
I'm Shannon Martinez. I was trying to get in the gate back there. I went to cross the line. As you can see, I have a cane. I've RSD. They yanked me to the ground.
Who did?
They started kicking me, the protesters. They started kicking me. I got kicked in the face, and a grown man kicked me twice in the chest. The only thing that saved me was my motorcycle.
Did they get arrested?
No. The police were standing there when I got up and was crying. The police literally turned their back to me. The reporters were the ones that asked if I was okay.
Where are these protesters?
The Black Lives Matter.
Are they still there right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know where John Marshall Park is? The entrance to John Marshall Park.
Right, that white tent way down there.
And they attacked you?
They attacked me.
They're attacking everyone.
They literally yanked me to the ground, took my cane, and started kicking me.
And for the sake of honesty, I think that's the only gate they were blocking. I didn't see that.
They blocked women.
Did the guys go to the phone?
We got a great president, so.
Well, hey, in a little while. Okay, I'm going down there in a minute, yeah.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.